and the Nikolai checkpoint. It is 9:25 on this Tuesday evening here with Quinn Eaton. So you seem pretty chill and pretty relaxed about racing this year. How are you feeling coming in tonight?
Tired. I got about 2 hours of sleep in the last 3 days, so yeah.
You're racing your dad's team. How are the dogs looking coming in to the checkpoint?
I'm racing a bunch of three-year-olds that really don't have any racing experience, so it's kind of a trial run for the team. They're all looking pretty good right now. I'm just trying to figure out who's going to lead the team and who's going to sit in the back and bark, so we'll figure that out soon enough, I hope.
So you don't really have one main leader that you go to? Or?
No. I had hopes that I did, but it's not turning out that way, so we'll see what happens.
Has that caused any major issues, any major trouble along the way?
Not really, no. As long as other mushers are pretty tolerant of me turning everything into a massive tangle whenever I pass them, it's all good.
Now, this is the first time you've seen a lot of the trail. What sticks out in your mind so far? What's been crazy? What's been fun? What's been amazing?
To be honest with you, I think that the pass and the gorge were the most interesting parts so far, and everything else is just kind of flat and white, so. But going over the pass was a lot of fun. You couldn't see anything, and it was blowing snow and reminded me of home, I guess.
So is this kind of what you expect? I mean, so far into the race, is this what you've expected? Has there been any major surprises?
I actually thought the trail would be a lot worse, so I'm pretty happy with it right now.
So you're going to rest here a while and then head up on the trail. Do you plan on taking a big 24 into Cotton, or do you have any idea there?
I'm thinking about spending maybe 6 hours here and then seeing if I can make it as far as to Cotton and then crashing there for 24. And if I don't make it that far, then I guess I spend it in McGrath, but with any luck I'll make it to Cotton.
So are you pretty much sticking to your schedule that you had in advance, if you did have a schedule in advance?
I'm trying to stick with the schedule. I think I'm about 2 hours behind it right now, but that's kind of to be expected. So, yeah, I am.
Reporting in Nikolai, talking with Quinn Eaton from Kotzebue, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.